Well, Chuck, we're back at her, another podcast. And you know what? This has got to be my favorite time of year. This is spring. It's I get that cooped up winter kind of, you know, depression going on. But now that it's spring, I'm going to burn some gas. I got bikes ready to go. I got a boat ready to go. So this is my time of year. I'm looking forward to it. How are things in your neck of the woods?
Same. Been seeing a lot of bikes out on the road. You just have to be willing to handle a little bit of the up and down, right? And so it's like cold, hot. But everybody's ready for spring, you know, like you said, get on the gas.
Yeah.
Maybe a little high now, but get out and have some fun. Make you not think about the cost of it.
Exactly. And, you know, I had to go to town yesterday and I did pass a few street bikes on the road and these guys are all dressed up in their, you know, in their snowmobile suits. I mean, it was still pretty chilly out, but you can tell they've been waiting. They're diehards and they've been waiting all winter. So good on them. You know, that's what it's all about for sure.
Yeah. After a while, you know, Steve and I have talked about this. The sad thing about the winter time is like, okay, in metropolitan areas, like everything's gray. All the trees lose their foliage and it's gray and it matches the concrete and it's dreary. It's a depressing thing. So, and God gives all the color of the green in the spring. I've got, you know, pretty bushes budding and so forth. I'm ready for it.
Well, I'm not ready to mow grass, but yeah, I'm ready for all the other stuff. That's for sure. And speaking of April, April is the kickoff of our first regional. So we've got the Jasper regional coming up on April 17th. And like I say, that's in your neck of the woods. So, you know, what have you got to tell us a little bit about that one? What can some of the attendees or those folks expect for that show?
All right. So that's coming together a bit more. You know, we have spoke to that, that presentation coming up. But now everything's pretty much hammered out what's going to happen. So there's going to be a tour on Friday afternoon, April 17th, and then April 18th will be the tech sessions. There's a limited number of spots available for the tour, just, you know, to try to manage that, getting people there and so forth. So again, that'll be in the afternoon, allows people to travel prior. So the open spots are getting close. We're about done there. It's going to be, you know, four sessions. Anyone who's ever done tech and skills, and, you know, we always have four technical sessions and discussion.
Well, it looks like we lost Chuck. Not sure what's going on. That's the thing about technology is it's all fine and dandy when it's working, but when it's not, and all of us kind of are doing this from different locations. So we'll just carry on. If Chuck logs back on, we'll get him on. And in the meantime, like he was mentioning about the Jasper Regional, that is April 17th. Four technical sessions we got on the go for that one. And there is the tour on the Friday. So if you aren't registered for this one, you want to get registered. This is going to be a great regional. And looking forward to seeing everybody there. This is our first one for the year. It's a great kickoff. And again, you know, get registered. You can go to our website at aera.org. And right on the main page there, you'll see the registration for the regional. And again, looking forward to seeing everybody there. And speaking of shows, that's what we've got today. Actually, we've got Dr. Jamie Meyer, and he is the key player behind the launch of the HPX show, which is the High Performance Expo. And this is another show that we're going to be attending June 2nd through 4th. Looking forward to this one. This one's kind of a really key player as far as in the motorsport shows go. And Jamie, like I say, he's going to tell us all about it. And, again, this is going to be a show that we're going to, attend this year. We're going to be at exhibiting as well. So looking forward to seeing everybody there. Jamie, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you and, learn more about you and the organization, but, we're excited to have you at the High Performance Expo for sure.
No, looking forward to it. And, you know, there's a lot of things. I did a little research before I like sort of got onto the podcast, and I was surprised to see, you know, there's a lot going on. You guys have got a busy week ahead of you. It's going to be, there's a lot going. So looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. High Performance Expo, first week in June in Charlotte. This is the second year. This is, it's an addition for the auto industry, for engine builders. This is a chance to come together in a trade show environment. When, you know, Rob, it's funny. I think everybody that is in your organization is kind of a real life person, right? Really likes to do hands-on, face-to-face business, and it's getting really complicated and hard to do that sometimes. And in a world where you're really not sure what to believe online, it's great to get together with people, and it's a great chance to talk, communicate, see what other organizations, what other small engine builders have going on, what large engine shops, what large manufacturers have available. And that's what the High Performance Expo was built to do. Really, this is a B2B trade show, and it was really put together to help people in organizations like yours do better, have more opportunities, and raise the bar in our industry.
It's amazing how important that face-to-face really is. You know, I think COVID kind of taught us, you know, everybody turned into a content creator, you know, during COVID, and we all had to do things as virtual as possible, but you can't beat face-to-face. I mean, that's where you actually close deals and make things happen.
Yeah, for sure. And I learned that when I was running PRI, and we were shut down for COVID, and we ended up sending a team out to our exhibitors to have them share their stories. And, you know, this is an opportunity for people to get together in Charlotte. What an incredible motorsports, horsepower hungry community Charlotte and North Carolina is. That we have some great partners, Rob, and it's important for your community to understand that. Just like you, we have the North Carolina Motorsports Association. This is an organization that's over 20 years old, founded by Richard Petty and Rick Hendrick, some guys that know a little bit about building engines and racing on Sundays or any other day of the week they can. But they put NCMA together to grow the business of motorsports and engine building in North Carolina. And we're very pleased to have them as a great partner. Their board of directors, anchored by Scott Lampe, who's the CFO at Hendrick, and all the NASCAR teams and all the financial institutes. And then the great supplier base that this area has, like the Greg Fernellis of the world with SRI and Stock Car Steel and all the great companies that he represents. So a great starting point. We had a great turnout last year, and we're continuing to roll. The show is twice as big from an exhibitor standpoint as 25. So we've got great momentum, and we've got a lot of interest, especially from small business owners, those folks that are under 10 employees, let's say. You and I know who they are. And often I've seen through the years, it's the husband who's building the car or building the engines, and the wife or the family or the offspring, right, is running the front office and doing the deals. And it's very American for me. It's very a very traditional type of a business. And in my mind, everything we do at HPX helps grow those small businesses to get them better chance to have an unfair advantage in this industry. And Rob, again, I'm so thrilled to be partnered with you guys.
No, looking forward to it. And you know what, we've heard a little bit of an announcement about the streetcar takeover, and maybe you could expand on that a little bit. What is that all about for that week?
Yeah, thanks. We're really excited about this. In June in Charlotte, you can have real-life motorsports activities going on, and that first week of June, the streetcar takeover event is in Charlotte, actually in Concord at ZMAX Dragway, the 4-wide drag strip. Streetcar Takeover is an amazing organization. You know, I grew up helping with the NMRA and NMCA, two awesome drag racing sanctioning bodies that Steve Wolcott started. And I see a lot of that energy and early excitement with Streetcar Takeover. Chase and Sam and Ryan and the team over there have got it really going on, a ton of momentum, a really diverse crowd, really cutting edge class rules, like Lil Gangsta, which I don't even know what that means, but it just sounds fun. But I know they eat engines and they need horsepower, and they've got German muscle cars, and they've got Lamborghinis that make 3,000 horsepower. And that excitement is adding to the High Performance Expo momentum. So we'll start June 2, 3, 4 off with a welcome party by NCMA. You get to see those executives of those companies. We'll have 3 days of B2B trade show. I want to talk about the education program in a bit. So you can get on the trade show floor, learn a ton there. You'll have the Streetcar Takeover guys there. Teams will be there. Big partners will be there. Chase will take the floor. He'll talk about what Streetcar Takeover has going on. And then Thursday afternoon, we leave downtown Charlotte. We go out to Concord. They have a kickoff party with 8,000 cars. And then Friday and Saturday, they'll be drag racing at ZMAX. They have 30,000, 40,000 spectators that come in there. They have several hundred race teams. This is a major, major event that you'll get to take advantage of by being part of the High Performance Expo. So, you know, Chuck's going to have to be well-rested. Rob, you're going to have to make sure you've taken your vitamins because we're going to have a long week. Okay, trade show and then a whole bunch of roll racing and drag racing. So Streetcar Takeover is going to be huge for High Performance Expo, and we're so excited to be partnered with them.
No, that's excellent. Chuck, looks like we got you back. Did you put a few quarters in that phone? We're all good to go now for at least another 10 minutes or so, or what?
Right, right. So what kind of platforms should people expect? I know you said even like the Euro supercars, but, you know, does this kind of align with something like a sick week where you see a lot of the, you've seen a lot of the hot rod type stuff come back, muscle car?
Yeah. And for me, Streetcar Takeover is a younger, more affluent race team crowd. Very heavy domestics. So all the favorite engine platforms that, that you and I know and love. And then you throw in the German muscles, right? The B58 BMWs that, you know, are tearing up the street racing scene. The Lamborghinis, which I'll be honest, I've never worked on a Lamborghini engine. I don't even know how many cylinders they have. I think they have 10 or 12, Chuck. Do you know how many cylinders a Lamborghini has?
12.
So 12, so a V12, which is insane. That's a lot of pistons moving around. But yeah, all of these different platforms coming together, it's the excitement, right? It's this young crowd. They were just in Pomona. They're the only other sanctioning body other than NHRA that gets to run at those at that facility. Charlotte is the biggest event for the Streetcar Takeover, and we're excited. They're going to be on the floor. New cars come out at every one of their events. My good buddy Manny Bujinga is supposed to be bringing his car out, the fastest drag radial car in the world, will be competing. And then his son, who won the South or the Northeast Little Gangster class, he's going to come out to defend that in the Carolinas. So there's all this stuff going on. I mean, you know, these sanctioning bodies are the core to this industry. We don't need to build a lot of hot rod engines if we don't have these sanctioning bodies and these races going on. This is the lifeblood of your community. This is why engine builders have to continue to developing technology, power adders, all the components that make more horsepower. So that's why this is just an incredible opportunity to see really the hottest drag racing sanctioning body that we've got right now in Charlotte the same week that you have a B2B trade show. So we're going to learn a lot together with these folks all in one place.
No, excellent, Jamie. And share a little bit with us. I know there's the HPX education, and I don't know if you can share who some of the speakers are yet. I don't know if it's still a little bit early, but maybe just let us know, you know, what to expect there.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we really pride ourselves on the educational program. And I should add where that comes from. You know, my background, I have a PhD in anatomy and cell biology. I'm probably the most overeducated person in the industry, but I greatly value that. Jen Hoff, who is the co-founder and the owner of HPX, she owns Taffy Events, which is a company that produces dozens of other industry trade shows. So she's been able to learn through a lifetime of experience running trade shows how to really build a community and how to build an educational program. And her sister, Mindy, has helped put this together. in general, we've got some of the most compelling speakers in the industry on stage. We do what's called power talks, which are on the floor. So attendees, exhibitors, if there's something they want to see, they can walk to the end of the floor, kind of take in a few minutes, and then still keep an eye on their display and not lose any business. A couple of great examples. When I was announcing the NMRA, there was a guy named Charlie Booz who tore up Hot Street, which was a naturally aspirated small block Ford class. Charlie Booz is going to be on stage talking about why he thinks the Ford Godzilla engine is the greatest engine ever built. I don't know if I agree or disagree, but Charlie Booz is a really compelling guy, and I want to hear his argument for why Godzilla is the king of all monsters. The other one we just booked, which I'm really excited about, is Jason Line, who I worked with Jason when I was at Chevrolet Performance in a manufacturer, sponsor, and a parts supplier standpoint. And Jason has gone on to do great things. I actually need to learn more about his business, but a manufacturer of engine blocks and cylinder heads and key components of some of these big horsepower platforms that run in these sanctioning bodies nowadays. But I asked Jason to take the stage and just talk about where we're headed as engine builders and what does the future look like and some of the challenges. We had a quick conversation about just the supply issues in engine component manufacturing right now and some of the tariff issues that some of our manufacturers are learning about and suffering through. So Jason's going to take the line, take the stage. I've got my good friend Mike Galimi, who runs a little magazine called Hot Rod, and Mike Galimi is actually going to do the interview with Jason Line. So, that's some examples of, who am I going to, why would I take time out of my shop? Why, those are the questions that have to be answered for your community, but we're trying to give them exposure to some of the greatest minds in the automotive industry and the engine building industry as well. I think one other key add to that list is Rick Hendrick, and Hendrick Motorsports is a key partner. They're one of the biggest spaces on the floor. My good friend Alba Cologne, who runs strategy for the race teams, she was my next door neighbor at Chevrolet Performance in the Rensen in downtown Detroit, and I got to know Alba quite well. But they're bringing their entire engine program to the floor of the High Performance Expo. So you've got Cup team builders on the floor. They're going to be doing demonstrations on their engines and how they're put together. A lot of that's meant for the younger crowd. The next generation of great engine builders will be in that audience watching the Rick Hendrick team talk about building engines and some of the challenges they have in a racing environment. And then we'll have their executive team on stage as well. Their top engine builders, maybe even their crew chiefs, will be on stage talking about the challenges of putting an engine together that has to last 500 miles at 8,000 RPM, whatever the requirements are, and talking about what the challenges are. I'm not an expert in that space. I have great friends that do this. I'm excited to listen to these folks talk about what it takes to win in one of the most competitive environments, obviously in stock car racing. But I also have my good friend, Russ Oblinas, who runs the powertrain unit for a little team called Cadillac F1 that is also located in Concord, North Carolina. What can a small engine builder learn from a guy that's run every GM racing program over the last 25 years, who's won multiple NASCAR championships, won Le Mans, and now is taking on the challenges of competing in F1, the global sensation that sanctioning body is? So that's some of the lineup. Rob, if you'll allow me, I'll also add, we've got a women empowerment program. So for female executives or for the couples, right, the husband and wife that are running a small engine shop, we're going to give you Tuesday morning to come in, listen to other women in the industry to learn on how to improve your game as a woman, how to improve your game as a business owner. We also have the Automotive Leadership Conference Wednesday morning, which is Tony Watley's baby. Tony Watley's just this incredible, energetic force. He's got an all-star lineup of people that are going to be on stage talking about how to raise your game as business owners, how to do better with pricing and product, marketing, sales, supply, distribution, human resources, and then maybe even how do I sell my company when I'm ready to get out after I've built this thing up for 50 years and I'm ready to go retire and enjoy just being a spectator. So, Rob, how's that? You're going to be there, right? Rob, you're going to be there, right?
Chuck and I are actually going to be, there's going to be another tech of ours. Andy and Steve are going to be there. Chuck and I both have other commitments for that week that were somewhere else. But yeah, we've got a crew coming too.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but education and training is a big focus of what Rob and I are headed to a different deal for. So, you know, trying to convey that message is super important, right? And I know you hit on a lot of subjects there for the folks that are maybe already in the industry, but, you know, push really hard at trying to reach, you know, the younger folks to entice them to enter the industry. And sometimes, you know, moms can be some of the biggest challenges for us because, you know, they want their children to engage in something that isn't, you know, mechanical or whatever, but we try to convey that message that if it's combustion, you know, we're talking thermodynamics, you know, how does the heat escape from the engine into the cooling system and so forth. But we also, heat is the energy that makes the car go around the track and so forth. So this is very mathematic and scientific, and try to convey that message to young folks. And if you're going to be an accountant, math is important. But if you're going to be an engine machinist, math is important. So there's great opportunity in our industry, you know, and there are some folks who help us promote and they speak to that often. But yeah, every place that we have an opportunity to throw some words out there about getting youth in the industry, because, you know, back in the day, you could go pick up an old car pretty cheap. And you could raise the hood and you could see the engine. Well, today you raise the hood and you see a plastic cover and some wires. And so I don't think that it is as easy to engage in it as it once was, you know, say 40 years ago. So that means it's more difficult for us. We have to get out there and communicate like you were just talking about, get these people to, you know, speak to from the bottom up how they ended up in a 50-year business or whatever, and what drove their passion to stick with it. And, you know, so education is huge.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there, Chuck, and I can't agree with you more. Sometimes this doesn't look like the sexiest work in the world because of what you just described. You look at somebody on race weekend that's in there and they've just swapped the engine or they've torn it down and they're hot and they're dirty. And, you know, it doesn't look like something that moms and dads would encourage their kids to do, except, you know, you look at some of these guys start at six figures and, you know, we're approaching over 250,000 high school students in the area because we have several hundred job openings from our exhibitors at the High Performance Expo. So, you know, Chuck, I will promise you that if you're a young person and you're really good in math, like you're describing, and you really have an appetite to go racing on the weekends, I will promise you I can get you a job interview June 2, 3, or 4 at the High Performance Expo with a world-class organization that would love to have you consider working for them on a really exciting race program that will take you around the world and make you a very wealthy person when you retire from that company in 25 or 30 years. Like these are the types of jobs that young engine builders that really want to do this have right now. There are needs, hundreds of jobs for folks that you talk to every day need this skill set in this industry. And it can be the OEM powertrain folks like you describe, as well as a weekend warrior that wants to build engines and just supply their local racetrack. So there's a lot of opportunities. This trade show is a great way to bring all these people together and sort this out and grow the industry, like you say, from the bottom up.
No, that's super cool. Geez, Chuck, I wonder if they're hiring any old fart 60-year-olds, that are on the tail end of their career. No, that sounds pretty exciting. I wish I was 40 years younger. I could really take advantage of that
You're
for
young at
sure.
heart, Rob. I can tell you're young at heart.
That's right, exactly. And Jamie, you mentioned Hendrick, and they're going to have their engine build there, and that's always an exciting event. Do you think we're going to see any 20-minute assembly times this year? Is it How's that looking?
Yeah, it was one of the questions this week with the Hendrick team was we need to know what time of day we can run the engines. So I know what they're planning on doing, right? But they run a wonderful program. This is all under Jeff Andrews and all of Cologne, just great people there. And yeah, they have this educational. So you'll have a pro that works on all these engines every day, talk about the components as they tear it down. And then they will have a couple teams come in and they do a competition to put them back as fast as they can. And the payoff is to hear a cup engine run. I think Alba's gonna change it up a little bit. They're heavily involved with Greg Anderson, the legendary pro stock racer. That's a Hendrick car sponsored vehicle. And I think Greg's gonna bring one of the pro stock engines in for kind of the same type of act. I don't know if they're gonna start that sucker, but anyways, just talk through a different engine platform just to put a little variety in there. But yeah, I think, Rob, but what you hit on right is at the High Performance Expo, you can get exposure to people who have done this for decades, have made a career out of this. And it may just expand where someone wants to go with their business or where they see their kids going or a business opportunity, right? All of these big companies need suppliers, and maybe it's a little part that adds up over all of this activity. But the way you find this is these face-to-face interactions at a trade show like HPX, for sure.
And Chuck and I talk about this all the time, the importance of the networking.
Well,
Everybody uses that, I don't know if I can afford time away from the shop. I don't know if I can get away from the shop, but you come home on Monday morning rejuvenated, a handful of contacts that you wouldn't have had before, and those contacts, a quick phone call to someone that you met that's across the country can help get an engine that you have, you're trying to find a part, you've been having trouble, but that networking at a show like this is super critical.
Yeah, that's a huge point, Rob. Like, underline that when you put this podcast out. Like, this is where you network with real life people. And look, it only takes one interaction at this show. It only takes one moment where you realize, oh, that's something my company could do for you. I didn't realize you were having trouble finding that supplier. Or you meet the right person that needs to relocate to where your company is, and they can take your company to another, like whatever that match is, what an incredible platform. And that, it gets me excited because that's the vision of the High Performance Expo, is to bring these business opportunities together. And yeah, follow up. Make sure you've got business cards. Chuck, make sure you got your business cards ready at High Performance Expo, okay? They're going to want to know who you are, all right?
The biggest thing, that you can bring from that is like when you turn a competitor into a collaborator, at when you get there. Because oftentimes you see these folks on social media and whatnot, and you're like, you pay attention to their stuff, but you're not really, maybe the biggest fan. And then you talk to each other at a trade show and you shake hands. And next thing you're calling each other and sharing ideas. And so again, it was competition until it became collaboration. And sometimes that stuff lasts forever. I mean, we're actually very fortunate on the ARA tech line that people were reaching out to us for help, and we connect people all the time.
Nice.
So you see that being so valuable. I mean, it's the only way we could exist is, collaboration. And, that's why I love these shows so much. It's makes you feel very, very good to make those connections. And we all, it's all about competition. We love it. It's racing. I mean, there it's it we die competition, right? The second and first place loser and all the things that we say, but we don't really mean that. Those are just, because we want to see everybody succeed, and this is a great place to do it. It's so much fun.
No, it's a great point. And you know, the other reason that the High Performance Expo exists is the competition within industries, right? This is our industry, guys. You know, we love the horsepower, we love the engines being built. There's a lot of other things you can do than go racing or build a hot rod, right? You can just sit on your couch and watch Netflix. You can watch stick and ball sports. You can just do other things. But the more activity we have, the more racing that we do, the more incredible engines that we build, that all draws attention to this industry, this automotive aftermarket, this motorsports industry that we love. And it just raises the playing field for everybody and gives everybody more opportunities. So, you know, we got to get out there and do it. You've got to come out and support great sanctioning bodies like Streetcar Takeover. We want you at the High Performance Expo to grow your business. And this is the way that we take this whole industry to another level.
And Jamie, who could you kind of expect for exhibitors? You know, who typically exhibit there? You know, what are some of the faces we can expect to run into there?
I'm glad you asked. I've got my hot list right here. I want you to go on. Like, these guys are going to ask me who's on. No, this is just kind of my fun. Like Engine Pro, which I think you guys know, they'll be there. Edelbrock, Fox Factory. I talked about Hendrick already. Vengeance Racing, which is this incredible speed shop out of Atlanta. Hoosier, Quantum Machining, SRI, and all their companies. Skagen Dickey. And then we're working the final deal with IHRA, which is making a lot of moves and consuming a lot of engines. So that's a quick list, an overview, Rob, though there's a lot of engine parts manufacturers and machining companies that are on the floor right now. But I would invite anybody that's serious, you know, a couple things. Go to thehpx.com, get registered with us so you can get our email and get updated on what's going on at HPX. We'd love to have you register for the show as an attendee. And then you can look at the floor. We have an active floor plan there, and you can look for your favorite company and send us a note. If there's a company that you want on the floor that you don't see, our sales team would love to get that lead and go after them for you and get them out there. So, and you guys are going to be there. That's the important part. So that's good.
Right.
So Jamie, who can attend the leadership conference, and what's the criteria for attending that?
So, I mean, in general, Chuck, right, it's someone that is looking to expand their business, but I think it could be a younger person that wants to get in the industry and wants to get exposure to senior executives that have been there and done that. I really think we built it for folks that are at a plateau with their business, meaning they've gotten to the $10 million mark and they don't know how to get to the $20 million mark. And they need help with a specific component of their business. Either I need a partner, I need a distributor, I need more people. I need someone that has taken a company to $100 million to give me a breakthrough where I can see the future of the company. We also have a lot of folks that are registered from large OEM companies. We had all the big three represented in our attendees last year. Those folks come in to work on their game. They're working on business teams, and they're looking for insight into the aftermarket. And they won't admit it quite readily, but you know, you guys will have some engine builder there that has done something crazy that may allow an OEM powertrain engineer to think a little bit differently about some vehicle they're working on 10 years in the future. They're looking for that breakthrough for them as well. But you can get registered there. I would say you're free to come in if you're serious about B2B business growth in the automotive aftermarket space.
No, kind sounds like great.
Like an HPX Shark Tank in a way. You know, you just might find a future investor or future person that's going to invest in you. So for it's sure.
Yeah, well, yeah. Charlotte, I mean, Rob, Charlotte is the second biggest financial hub in the United States, and every one of those banking institutions is represented on the NCMA board. Mm-hmm. Fifth Third is on the floor. I'll give David Morton a shout out there. But every bank in Charlotte will be at HPX, and they all have high net worth individuals involved with their financial institutes. And they're always looking to make money. Isn't that funny, Rob? So you've got opportunities there. So let's
That's
go.
Right. No, exactly. Exactly. And then I heard a rumor. You also are going to have possibly have the mayor there. Are you doing a mayoral proclamation?
Yeah. Can you believe this? So I don't think we put the press release out yet, but with NCMA's involvement with the High Performance Expo and now put the streetcar takeover on top of it, the mayor of Charlotte has officially proclaimed the first week in June as the Automotive Performance Week in Charlotte, High Performance Week in Charlotte. So we now have a very historically relevant mayoral proclamation for this event, which is just super cool. I don't know of any other event like this that's had this type of formality. And you can say, well, yeah, that sounds great, Jamie. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is it gets a lot of attention for the area companies and area people. Like, wow, what's going on? Why is the High Performance Expo got the mayor's attention? So I think the mayor's booked up, but we will have the city council members there and whatever the vice mayor is called. But we should have some dignitaries in attendance, which, again, it draws attention to the attendee base. It draws attention to businesses in the area. And again, it just raises the bar for the industry, which is what we're after. But cool, right?
It is. No, that is super cool. No, for sure.
Yeah, because we all live in a big bowl of spaghetti, right? There's so many things that are just adjacent. And so you have to take those opportunities and kind of investigate what is close to you, what's around you, and see if it's something that you couldn't, again, collaborate outside of industry just because you're near it or adjacent.
Well, and Chuck, it's a great point because remember the audacity of what we've done here with the High Performance Expo. This is the first automotive aftermarket trade show started since 1962. So to start something new, to start a new business, I know your audience will appreciate this. It's very tough to exactly do what you're saying, Chuck, to break through all of the noise and all the competition and all the other things you can do with your time. But to go out to a trade show and have these opportunities for the first time on the East Coast, for the first time in Charlotte. Guys, I've got companies on the floor that have never displayed at a trade show in the history of their 25-plus-year-old company. We've got attendees coming to the High Performance Expo that represent major buyers, major distribution outlets that have never gone to a trade show before. This is how you grow your personal business, is getting in touch with big buyers that want new suppliers to come on board. So these are the things we're doing to try to make awareness for all of our partners.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. So June 2nd through 4th, High Performance Expo, Charlotte, North Carolina. Jamie, you know, I got to ask, you mentioned earlier in the podcast, you mentioned that you come from a, you know, your schooling and everything came from a medical background, and did you just have a huge passion for cars? Like, are you the kid that had Hot Rod magazine open when you were supposed to be studying? Was that kind of how this all got started, or what kind of got you into this?
Yeah, it really is. My grandfather was a hot rodder. My mother was a street racer. My dad told me to never do anything with cars, but somehow I found my way. I was in college and grad school through the late 80s, early 90s, which was the heyday of the 5-liter Mustang. So, you know, I was a professional announcer while I was writing my PhD thesis. I was announcing drag races and writing for Car Magazine when I was at my postdoc at the University of Cincinnati. And then I had an opportunity to go work for GM Performance Parts in 2006, and I took it. I had a great run at General Motors. Still, some of my products are still coming out, which is exciting. But I went on to run PRI for 3 years. Then I did a stint with private equity, and now I'm a consultant to the industry, and I have different clients. And now I'm proud to say I'm a co-founder of the High Performance Expo, which we say is the future of the automotive aftermarket. So trust me, this comes from a very deep passion space, which I think we're all a little bit nuts to get in this industry, but we love it so much. We just keep going. And those are the people that I want to help, Rob. Guys like you that just can't get enough of this. And we all know why. We can't really explain it very well, but when we come together, We all have that common bond, and we all get it, and we all help each other. So that's what makes us fun.
We're all gearheads at heart, really. You know, Chuck and I have this conversation all the time. Just, you know, it's, you would think at the end of the day when, you know, you've just worked an 8-hour show and you're all tired and everything, and what's the first thing we talk about when we're sitting for dinner? More engines. You know, it's just kind of how, it's just how it is. They were just gearheads at heart.
Yeah. I tried to leave the industry once. It didn't last long. You know, your friends start talking at you, and you miss just how things are managed and so forth. And like, well, here I am. I'm back again.
Yeah, it never leaves you. It never leaves you for sure. Because, you know, you talk to the older crowd that's in their 70s and 80s, and especially guys like you, first thing they do is, you know, tell me about that engine you're doing. You know, like I said, this is what they do. So it's here we are. So let's make the most of it.
Right. Well, Jamie, before we let you go, I got to ask, just because you're in the heart of it all, you know, for our shops, like for the engine builders, is there a segment in this industry, in the motorsports industry or race industry, that engine builders kind of need to be, you know, get their thumb on? Is there something for us to get ready for? Is there, you know, maybe just give us a little bit there of what your opinion is, or what your thoughts are.
Well, I'm very humbled you'd ask me that question. I do watch a lot of what's going on. I think the hottest platform coming out of Detroit right now is the Coyote engine, if I had to put my finger and point at something. So if you're not at least exploring what the Coyote has going on, check that out. But I will tell you, I'm going to take it in a different direction, Rob, which is everybody that listens to you and everybody that reads what you guys put out there, if you don't have artificial intelligence in your daily routine, you have a lot to catch up to, and you have to make that a habit every day. You should at least be on ChatGPT. I've recently migrated to Claude. There are dozens out there. You can ask these AI agents anything from how do I build a better engine to how do I make a better cylinder head, or how do I price my product line better? Who is my competition in a 100-mile radius, and how do I beat them on social media platforms? This is an overwhelming generational change in how we are doing business right now. And we have to embrace artificial intelligence and make it part of our business plan and our daily improvement plans. So to that end, at the High Performance Expo, we will have a panel of AI experts. We are also, we're trying to figure this out, but we will probably have a first timers table or new to AI, where we'll literally download Claude on your phone and help you get set up and start asking these AI agents questions. But our panelists include Paul Fagali, who worked for me at General Motors. He was the Hummer accessories program manager. He went on to the Harvard Business School. He's now at a startup where they use AI to identify quality concerns for automotive and engine companies that are either internal complaints or external by scrubbing the internet and giving you a look at what your quality should be at your companies. The one I'm really excited about, Rob, is last week I met the head of all AI intelligence for Amazon, the entire Amazon company. His name is Rob Schreiner, and he is going to be on stage at the High Performance Expo. He is going to give examples of how Amazon has helped the NFL, the PGA, and F1 racing to improve race strategy, product development, engine design, and a whole host of tools that they've used. Some people are going to be shocked by that. Some people are going to be, yeah, I heard about it yesterday. The point will be, we want to give exposure to our engine builders out there on how these amazing tools can take their companies and their personal skill to another level. I'll add that when Jeff Gordon opened the High Performance Expo in 2025, he talked about artificial intelligence as a strategy tool 4 years ago at Hendrick Motorsports. So these are well-adopted tools. They're learning more every day, and you just simply have to make it part of the future of building great engines. So how's that, Rob? Does that get you excited?
Yeah, no, that's a good insight. Appreciate that for sure. Well, Chuck, it, you know, there's if HBX is definitely a place to be. Jamie, we couldn't appreciate your time more. I mean, we do appreciate you coming on and sharing with us what's going on with HBX and looking forward to it. Always, you know, we know you're a busy guy. We know everybody, you know, we do appreciate your time. So thank you for sharing that with us.
No, guys, it's great to get some time with you. Chuck, don't forget your business cards at High Performance Expo. You're going to be very busy. But again, get signed up at thehpx.com. Get registered, be an attendee, come see me, or drop me a note on LinkedIn and tell me what you want to see when you get to your trade show and how I can help your business at HPX. But guys, thanks so much. Thanks for being such a valued partner and all the things you do for this industry. You know, I greatly respect that. So thank you.
And same to you. Much appreciated.
Likewise. Thank you.
So if you're not subscribed to the Engine Professional Expo, or sorry, I'm used to saying that, Chuck, Engine Professional Podcast. There's a lot of engines in those words there. Engine Professional Podcast. You can subscribe to any of our podcasts through any podcast listening services or through the YouTube page. So we also do like feedback. We do have an email. It's eppodcast@aera.org. So you can always give us questions, topics, anything that you want to hear. Just let us know some feedback in that email. It was a great conversation, Chuck. You know what? It's going to be a good show. Looking forward to hearing back and some feedback and stuff. And like I said, I know you got a couple bikes in the garage. We talked about spring and everything. So you know what? It's time to dig that thing out. It's not going to ride itself. So you got to get out there. I want to hear about put some miles on this summer for sure.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So I know you're on a lake as well. So I'm ready to hit the water. Now you do things a little different than I do. You like the water skiing and so forth. And I kind of explore uncharted territories via kayak and stuff, but I am so glad spring's here and looking forward to catching up with you at some event here in the near future.
No, looking forward to it, Chuck. Well, as always, you enjoy, you stay cool, and we'll talk again next month.